This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, the last time we spoke to our next guest, she just published a bilingual Ukrainian-English children's book to support Ukrainian children here in Ireland. And I have a copy of it here. Absolutely beautiful book. And now her church are involved in running a Ukrainian Alpha course. And in studio to tell us more, I'm delighted to say we have Julie Carville with us today. Julie, good morning, first of all.
Good morning, Kieran. It's nice to be here.
Wonderful to have you. Now, for those that don't know, first, let's tell people what an Alpha course is, maybe.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes. Alpha is a course that has been running in Ireland for many, many years and running all over the world. And it's a course that goes back and looks at what is the basics of the Christian faith. The basics, as in the Bible, that all churches agree on, whether they're Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, which now with the Ukrainians we have to think of much more. You know, who is Jesus? Why did he die? Who is the Holy Spirit? Does God heal today? All basic questions that are answered in the Bible.
Okay, and as you said now, there's a focus, obviously, from the book that you've produced. You've now a focus on these Ukrainian refugees that we have with us, staying with us in the country. And thousands of them, literally, some of them with little or no English. And you've been working with them in Bray. And your church is about to start a course specifically for them.
Yes, indeed. We've been working. The Ukrainians who arrived in Bray arrived 15 and a half months ago now, would you believe it?
And time flies, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know. And they arrived into the Royal Hotel in the main street, and our church is actually dead opposite, literally across the road. And we heard that they were there. The pastor said, well, we've got to do something. We opened the doors. Townspeople, all sorts of people came in. I mean, at first it was clothes, toiletries, buggies, nappies, etc. And the needs have moved on.
Yeah.
But we've tried to always be there to support them in some way or other.
Which is fantastic. So now you're looking at the faith side of things and helping them that way with this Alpha course.
Yes. A lot of them have actually attended church. Interestingly, some of them are obviously Orthodox and have shown, you know, shown us videos of their amazing Orthodox services and their churches, which are just so ornate, magnificent. And we've said, but our church is very different. And they said, yeah, but you care. And that's really what matters
that
most.
That really is what counts and what matters.
But yes, we really feel now is the time to run an Alpha. And very opportunely, Alpha is now available in the Ukrainian language. It's the videos that many people in Ireland may have looked at, but they're dubbed with Ukrainian.
Okay, excellent. So it's making it easy for people, getting them involved. What is your church called? What's the name of the
church? This is Cornerstone Church.
Cornerstone Church.
So we're in the middle of Bray and we're part of Bray Churches Together.
Brilliant. So you've obviously got some experience now working with people from Ukraine and the challenges they have. Any advice or tips for people around the country who maybe want to engage in some ministry or maybe just want to help them? You've seen what works and what doesn't work. Any tips and tricks?
I suppose there's certainly when people arrived first, it was really a case of weep with those who weep, give them hugs. Certainly when they first arrived into Bray, I mean, very few had English. We hadn't any Ukrainian, so it was sign language. I would say get to grips with Google Translate or one of those apps very quickly because they're really useful.
And it actually turned out useful in this case, didn't it?
It's brilliant. And because it's used so much, it has actually improved greatly as time has gone on.
Excellent.
Provide for practical needs, whatever those are, and that'll be different whether it's rural or urban. And now we're feeling the time is for something that's more specifically spiritual because in just recent weeks, I've had quite a few conversations with Ukrainians who've said to me something along the same lines. I mean, one person said, you know, if something tiny goes wrong, I just don't understand. I burst into tears. Another person said about when they've been watching a lot of the news from their country. And they said, all I can do is sit in my room. I can't move. I can't function. I don't know what to do. And of course, the trauma, it hasn't gone away. It's right beneath the surface. And some of the Ukrainians who are very much part of our church community now have a real desire to share about Jesus and how he can help them with their compatriots. And now that we've got Alpha in Ukrainian, here we've got the tool to actually help them to do that. So it's really going to be them doing it and us facilitating.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, let's get into the specifics. This Alpha course for Ukrainians, it's going to run at 7 p.m. on Thursdays from the 6th of July. Have
yes.
I got that right?
This coming Thursday, this yeah. week. Yeah.
So that's at your church, the Cornerstone Church in Bray, Cornerstone Church rather in mm-hmm. Bray, across from the hotel. And I think you're going to have a play area for children. Did I see that written
yes,
down
one
here?
Of the one of the essential things, if anybody wants to minister to Ukrainians, is it's mostly women with children.
Children, yeah.
And they don't have childcare. So you've really got to factor in a play area or activities for children into anything to which you would invite Ukrainians. So we'll start with tea, coffee. We're going to do nice desserts. Then we have the Alpha video. Then we have discussion groups, which, well, I'm trying to learn Ukrainian, but I don't think I'll be much use in a discussion group. They'll be leading that. And we'll see where it goes.
Very good. So you're expecting a big turnout on Thursday to get
we don't
started?
Know. If it was know? An Alpha of Irish people, we would be looking for people to sign up. I think we'll just wait and see who turns up on the night. But we gather that there's good interest.
That's magic and magnificent to hear about it. So that's if you want to find out more, if you go to the website, cornerstonechurch.ie/alpha, you'll find out more details there. And if someone's Ukrainian, it's also translated into Ukrainian. The details are there so they can find out too.
Yes, they can just click on UK for some strange reason.
For
this website means Ukraine.
Very good. So UK, we normally think it means UK.
Exactly.
It means Ukrainian in this case. Wonderful. Great stuff. So wish you very good luck on Thursday. I'm sure it'll go swimmingly well. Sounds great. And what a great initiative. Julie, thanks for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Julie Carville of ChristianBooks.ie. And that's the Alpha course for people from the Ukraine in Bray, in Cornerstone Church. Starts at 7 p.m. on Thursdays from the 6th of July.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.